He was one of the greatest kings of Jerusalem. He was a great example of how the Crusaders were originally meant to be. He struggled with leprosy, which was just another seemingly unbeatable obstacle that needed to be put into submission. Here are a few facts you didn't know about King Baldwin IV of Jerusalem. Baldwin was born in Jerusalem in 1161 to King Almeric I and Queen Agnes of Courtenay. Intellectually and physically gifted as a boy, he seemed well equipped to inherit the Crusader kingdom. This is how his royal tutor, William of Tyre, described his childhood.
He made good progress in his studies, and as time passed, he grew up full of hope and developed his natural abilities. He was a good-looking child for his age, and more skilled than men who were older than himself in controlling horses and in riding them at a gallop. He had an excellent memory, and he loved listening to stories.
One day, William made a disturbing discovery about the young prince. He and his friends were playing, attempting to injure each other by driving their fingernails into each other's arms, but Baldwin felt no pain. At first, William thought that the prince was restraining himself, but with closer inspection, he revealed that his arms were entirely numb, which is a symptom of leprosy. Baldwin's father, Almeric I, died on the 11th of July, 1174, and Baldwin was crowned king at the age of 13 on the 15th of July, 1174. Ruling the kingdom of Jerusalem was a great challenge, but Baldwin's duty as a leper king would be even a bigger burden. Since he was only 13, Raymond of Tripoli acted on his behalf as regent, and he managed to establish peace with Sultan Saladin of Egypt in 1175, which greatly favored the Muslim leader as Jerusalem agreed not to support the Sicilians who were attacking Egypt at the time. This treaty also gave Saladin the opportunity to encircle the kingdom through conquest of Syria. One of many qualities that made Baldwin IV great was his unshakable loyalty to his city and his men. He even ordered that he be carried into battle on a stretcher, even to the point where he couldn't fight anymore, he was still present to inspire his troops. The other thing that made him such a great king was his magnificent wisdom, which helped him to be such a great king despite his illness. At a very young age and throughout his short life, Baldwin possessed wisdom many men never had. This wisdom of his would guide Baldwin throughout his short life. He planned to break the treaty established with Saladin by his regent and to invade Egypt in autumn 1176, after he came out of age. From the beginning of his reign, Baldwin planned to hit Saladin in his Egyptian power base. He forged an alliance with the Byzantine Empire to obtain their naval support. The stage was set for invasion. However, the king's brother-in-law William of Montferrat, a key element to the invasion, fell sick and died. Then Baldwin himself fell ill, and the entire operation was jeopardized. When the Byzantine ambassadors became skeptical of the mission, they withdrew their support, and the assault that the king so much desired was cancelled. Never again would the Crusaders have such an opportunity, and if they carried it out, Jerusalem probably wouldn't have fallen after Baldwin's death. After the attack on Egypt was cancelled, Philip of Flanders and Raymond of Tripoli left with most of the crusading forces to campaign in the northern territories of the kingdom. They left Jerusalem unprotected as a very small number of troops stayed behind to defend the capital and the king's condition was deteriorating. Saladin quickly seized the opportunity and led his main army of 26,000 troops toward Jerusalem. Baldwin summoned what little strength he had left and rode out with only 600 knights and a few thousands of infantrymen. Saladin kept poor watch and continued to march in Jerusalem until Baldwin intercepted him near the hill of Mount Gisard, only 45 miles from Jerusalem. Seeing the overwhelming Muslim army, many Christians became frozen, but in this desperate situation Baldwin showed his mettle. He called for the Bishop of Bethlehem to raise up the relic of the True Cross. The king then stood before the sacred relic and began to pray, seeking God to give him strength and courage. He called upon his men to press the attack and charged. His men swore they saw Saint George himself, mounted on a white horse, leading the assault. The surprise was total, the rout completed, as Saladin himself didn't even know that the Crusaders left the fortress of Ascalon. His elite bodyguards, the Mamluks, fell around him. He barely made his escape thanks to their sacrifice, and once again, Jerusalem was saved. Think about this for a minute. On most days, Baldwin IV wasn't even able to stand, let alone lead his army at the age of only 16. Many thought that he would die that day, but he served as a great inspiration to the men around him and proved them wrong. Although he tried to abdicate several times, he immediately resumed his responsibilities when he realized there was no one suitable to replace him. He hoped that his sister would marry someone from Europe so that he could secure Western protection for the kingdom after his death. His sister married Guy de Lusignan, and Baldwin hoped to abdicate to Guy after the marriage, but his brother-in-law was a great disappointment. Limp-wristed and disliked by many of the Crusader barons, Guy was not suitable to reign, and Baldwin was forced to remain on the throne as leprosy continued to devour his body. In 1183, he became blind and unable to use his hands and feet. He appointed Guy de Lusignan permanent regent. Later that year, the king's half-sister Isabel married Humphrey IV of Toron at the castle of Kerak. Although Baldwin was too sick to attend the wedding, many other influential Christian leaders were present. Saladin took this opportunity and besieged the castle in the middle of the celebration. Though utterly incapacitated, Baldwin took it upon himself to rescue the nobles. Blind and lame, he ordered that he should be carried into battle on a stretcher. Realizing that the king had arrived, Saladin signaled the retreat without engaging the Christians. The same happened at the castle of Kerak in 1184, when Saladin once again retreated when Baldwin was brought into battle on a stretcher. Suffering was the ongoing constant in Baldwin's life. From his earliest years until his last moments, he endured leprosy that rotted his body. Baldwin's capacity and capability to manage the kingdom of Jerusalem at such a young age with such a great disease made him one of the greatest kings in the medieval times. He never used his illness as an excuse to dodge his responsibilities, even when it reduced him to utter incapacitation. In 1184, Baldwin contracted the illness that would eventually take his life. He resolved his problem of succession by crowning his 5-year-old nephew Baldwin V as co-king in order to exclude Guy de Lusignan from the throne. The leper king joined Christ on the May 16, 1185 at the age of 24 and was buried in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. For his insane bravery on the field of Montgisard, Baldwin became a hero among his people overnight. He was made out as the savior of Christendom, the defender of faith, and the superhuman who had to overcome a crippling illness to save his people and his kingdom. Had Baldwin IV not contracted leprosy, there would not be the need for the catastrophic Fourth Crusade, which ravaged the city of Constantinople and effectively nullified the once great Byzantine Empire. What do you think about our pick? Did we say something wrong? For more videos like this, subscribe to Forum Feast and leave us a comment saying what you would like to see next. Until next time, goodbye.